This is KERA News. Opening statements start Thursday in the federal corruption trial of John Wiley Price. He's the longtime Dallas County Commissioner. Kevin Krause is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News and will be following the trial for the next several months. And he joins me now with a preview of what to expect in the trial. Kevin Krause with the Dallas Morning News, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure. Good to be here.
Now, Price has pleaded not guilty and has maintained his innocence all along. Let's talk about the strategies that the prosecution and the defense are taking or could take. Let's start with the prosecution.
Yeah, the prosecution is going to make a pretty basic case, which is that Price accepted this money specifically to help companies that were seeking contracts from the county as well as other kinds of approvals. And so they're going to allege a quid pro quo or a pay-to-play system where Price used his influence on the commissioner's court for money, which the government says was almost $1 million.
And not just occasionally, but several times over many years.
That's right. This is interesting, this case, because it covers a period of 10 years where he was allegedly doing this for multiple contracts.
And now with the defense, what strategies might they take or pursue with the trial?
During the jury selection, his attorney asked some of the potential jurors what they think about racial diversity and minority set-asides for contracts. I think that's going to play a role.
Now, many credit John Wiley Price for his role in minority contracting, specifically boosting the number of contracts that minority-owned businesses get in terms of county operations and really giving them a seat at the table that they didn't have when he started off. What has his role been?
Well, Price has been a county commissioner since 1985, and he had basically created the county's minority contracting system. And he has been pushing for the inclusion of minority companies in contracts for years. It's been one of his biggest issues. And now, significantly more business from the county is going to minority and women-owned companies.
Now, many consider John Wiley Price to be the most prominent African-American politician in North Texas. So I'm wondering, what role could race play in this trial?
I think the defense is definitely going to bring that up, and it remains to be seen to what extent and to what extent the judge will allow it. But certainly, Price's supporters have for years been saying that this was a politically motivated and racially motivated prosecution, because if you look at some of the other political corruption cases in Dallas over the past decade, they've all been African-American politicians. Also, in this case, the companies that are accused of paying the bribes are mostly owned by whites, and they were not charged or not being prosecuted here. And so that kind of adds fuel to the fire. And I would expect that that is something that the defense is going to bring up.
Kevin Krause is a reporter with the Dallas Morning News who will be covering the John Wiley Price trial for the next several months. Kevin Krause, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.